הפייס השלישי. חדושים לקטורס בו והתיסו. The third pious, they would announce that anyone who never had ktoris before should come and make the pious for ktoris. V'haravi chadoshim imishonim. And the fourth pious, again, was people who had things before and people who didn't. In other words, the only pious that only new people who never had the ktoris were eligible was only by the ktoris, not by other things. Mimal evorim min hakevesh l'mizbeach, who now would bring the evorim. We said that the procession they had before for the pious was to bring the evorim to the kevesh. Now they have to take them from the kevesh and bring them to the mizbeach. Who would do that? The Gemara is going to discuss how many kohanim did that. Okay. Rashi, chadoshim l'ktoris, mishalo zocha l'ktoris miyomov. Someone who never was zocha to bring the ktoris went into this pious. But somebody who had done it before wasn't eligible now. The Gemara meforesh maishno chadoshim. The Gemara will discuss why this pious was special, that only people who never did it before could were eligible. The kacho yumachrizin kol bazor. That's the announcement they made. Chadoshim l'toris bo v'hefisim. That was the announcement. Okay. Tana. Me'olam lo shona adam bo. No one ever did ktoris more than once. And that excludes the Kohen Gadol. Right? The Kohen Gadol, first of all, had a right to do whatever he wanted any day. So he could bring ketoris any day, and obviously there were Kohanim Gedolim that brought the ketoris lifnai v'lifnim, right, more than once. Some say that we're not talking about lifnai v'lifnim. We're talking about the ketoris outside. But the ketoris outside also, the Kohen Gadol, if he wanted to, could bring it more than once. My time, what's the reason? I'm Reb Chanina of Neshim Asheris, because it makes you rich. The Chassam Sofer, I think, says, and the fact that we don't see that people don't necessarily get rich from making the Ktoris, he said it could be that it makes you rich also, that it gives you a siyata d'shamayah, that you should be happy with what you have. Because that's Isaiah Washra, what's it called, Hasameach Bechelko. And in addition, it makes you rich, except there's other things that are goring that maybe it won't work. But Lamaisa, it's a school to get rich. Or another pshat they say is that really it makes you gives you the skula to be rich, but if you have other averas or whatever, so the Ramban takes that away from you. If you had not had this skula, you would have had yisurim. So now this is taken away. You maybe don't even realize it sometimes, and that's a kapara for the averas, that had you not had this skula being rich, you would have had negative yisurim that you would have had to have. So in fact, you did become rich. Omrli Rapopla Abaya, my time. So what's the reason? So it makes you rich. So why can't somebody have it twice? Become rich twice. Right? Can't you win the lottery twice? Omrli Rapopla Abaya, my time. Ile Mishum Dexiga Simuk Torah Ba Pecho Uksi Basre Bore Hashem Chelo. So what's the reason, first of all, what's the reason that it makes you rich? Where do we know that Torah makes you rich? So if it's because it says Yosimu Ktorah Biapecha by the Broch of Levi, that they will make the Ktoris, and right after that it says Borech Hashem Chelo, right, that they'll become rich, right? Yehachi Ola Nami, the Ola also is there. Yosimu Ktorah Biapecha veChalil al Mizbechecha, and then it says Borech Hashem Chelo. So bringing in Ola also should make you rich, right? Hoksi the Chalil al Mizbechecha. Omerlei hoshchicha v'hol lo shchicha. Now the way Rashi learns hoshchicha is that since the ola was brought all the time, okay, it wasn't something that was only brought once. You could bring an ola for an adava too. So olas were brought constantly. Rashi says it's not mistaber that it made you rich. Something that's so common couldn't have such a skula. So therefore, only the ktoris, which was not common, had the skula. Others learn, no, the They both made you rich. Bringing in Ola made you rich, and bringing the Ketores made you rich. But the Ketores was something uncommon, and therefore people fought over it. And Ola you could do anytime you want, so nobody fought over it. So, in a chanami, both made you rich, but the Ketores, since it was something that was uncommon, they had to, what's it called, limit their pious to only the new people. What? No, that's why they made it. You can only have it one time. So they shouldn't, what's it called, these people shouldn't fight over it or whatever. But the Ola, nobody's going to fight over it. Because bring an Ola anytime you want. And the third shot is that both of them, you need both. So whoever brought an Ola still is going to need the Ketores. So that's why they made the, what's it called, the Chadoshim only for Ketores. Rashi. Since it made you rich, they didn't give anybody a second chance. You had one chance to get rich. And that pasuk, it says, an ola took Torah and a kolim. Versus holoshchicha, umistabra, the chik siv osher adaloshchicha. Right? Since one is common, mistama, that's not the one that makes you rich. That's not, everybody's going to be rich, and that's not shaykh. Right? So, obviously, it's a schooler for some people, so that's only by Ketores. It's not a schooler that everybody should become rich. Because the Maaseh is richness is a gzera min hashamayim, bonei chayi umezone is not totally in, what's it called, in schus, totally in mazel. So the big schus can change it. So the big schus is the Ketores. But stam and schus can't change that. Therefore, stam and ola, this is the way to understand Rashi, stam and ola that you bring all the time is not going to change your mazel to make you rich. But the big schus like Ketores, which only comes once in a while, that could change your mazel. Okay, Omar Rava, lo mashkacha surma mirabona demori ela da'asi mishevet levi o mishevet yisachar. We don't find a tsurma rabbonin, the medayik, that it's davka tsurma rabbonin. A young Talmud Chacham that's a posek, what's it called, except from Levi or Yisachar. But older Talmud Chacham, not tsurma rabbonin, that could be posek, that could be from any shevet. But that you have a young, prodigy. A young prodigies that are able to paskin shailas come from Levi or Yisachar. Levi dechsev yoru mishpatech liyakov. They have that school of yoru mishpatech liyakov. Yisachar dechsev Yisachar yodei bino leitim ladas mayase madat mayase Israel. What it says, the Ema Yehuda nami. Yehuda also has that school. Dechsev Yehuda mechokike. Right, the Yehuda is also mechokike. They ask lechora what's it called? There's another pasuk. Tosa says. It says, "Umechokek tosfos bein ragleha." Right. It says, "What's it called?" That in Yaakov's bracha, lo yosef shevet mi Yehuda umechokek mi bein ragla. Why don't you bring a pasuk in the Torah that says, "Betheres Yehuda had mechokekim." He had talmidei chachamim. So Tosa says that the answer is that from that pasuk you know they had a bracha, but you don't know that it ever was mekuyim. The pasuk in Nach tells me that there were mechokikim. The bracha took effect. So why not bring from Yehuda also has that koach? Where it says asuke shmeis alib dehilchos or kamina. No, the talmidei chacham come from any shevet, but the koach to be able to paskin alib dehilchos, as somebody who has that koach to be a posek, that was rare. So that only came from child prodigies from Yisachar and Levi. But somebody put in their koach, their omo, right? And they could be poskim later on in life, for sure. But young poskim came from Yisachar and Levi. What? I don't know. Here. That could be not, no, they're not the ones. The Dayan paskins according to what other people, what's it called, already decide. He just has to be matim into the case. He doesn't have to make the halacha. Right? There's a difference between the judiciary and the lawmakers. The judges only paskin what the law is already made. Right? So Don was able to be matim the law, but the ones who make the law, the machokikim, right, those are Talmid Chacham who decide what's the halacha that the judge then uses. So Raya, the judge, Zasuke Shmai, Salib Hilchas. Okay, Rashi. Demori Shemori Horos Bisrael. Alib de Hilchasa, the Horis Kedas Vicha Halacha. Okay. The, could be that that's both things. Now, just what you mentioned, I was yesterday when I was preparing, I was saying, what's the difference between Kedasu Kahalacha? Kedas can mean the theory. What theoretically is the halacha? Kahalacha is, how do you apply it? So in order to be mora halacha, kedas hu kahalacha, right, that's not what a dayan has to do. A dayan has to do the second thing. He has to take what the halacha is and apply it to the situation that he has. But the person who's mora halacha has to do both. He has to decide, first of all, what's the halacha, and then to apply it to the, to various situations. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ein mefaisin al tamid shel ben arbayim. There was no pious for tamid shel ben arbayim. Ela kohen shezocha bo b'shachris, zocha bo arvis. Whoever got that avoda, the tamid shel shachris, got the same avoda, tamid shel ben arbayim. In other words, it was a double, it was a double jackpot. If you won for the morning, you got the same thing for the afternoon too, automatically. Shezocha bo shachris, Rashi, ish b'avoda shezocha. In other words, the one who was the shochet also for Tamid Shebein Arbayim. The zorek was the zorek for Tamid Shebein Arbayim, and so on. Meistei. Kishem shemafaisim shachris, kayach mafaisim ben arbayim. There's a braisa that says, the same way they made paisis for shachris, they made paisis for ben arbayim. Where it says, ki atanya, he victorious. No, that's talking about victorious. There, they had to make a new pious because it was only new people. The same guy couldn't do it twice. Where it says, Vatanya, Kishem Shemafaisim Lo Shachris, Kach Mafaisim Lo Arvis. Right? So Lo is Zohar. That can't go on the Ketoris, which is Nekeva. It's Mashma, that it's going on the same way they made a pious for all the things of the Tamid Shal Shachar, they made for all the things of the Tamid Shal Bein Arvayim, which is Zohar. Where it says, Eimala, no. Read the Brice of Lo, Nekeva, and it's going on Ketoris. I have a Tanya, Kashem Shemafaisim, Lo Shachris, Kachmafaisim, Lo Arvis, Kashem Shemafaisim, Lo Shachris, Kachmafaisim, Lo Arvis, right? Zohar and the Keva, Mashma, that all the Avodas of the Talmud, they made a pious Bein Arbayim, and the Ketoris also. So now we're stuck. We can't say it's only talking about Ketoris. Om Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Hocha B'Shabbos Askinan, Hoelu Mishmoros Mischadshos. No, on Shabbos, Taka, they made a new pious for Bein Harbayim, because it was a new Mishmar. The Mishmar that did Shachris didn't do Bein Harbayim, so it couldn't be the same coin, it's from a different Mishmar. So the Mishmaros changed, the 2 week shifts changed Mincha Shabbos, so they had to make a new pious. Rashi, Kitanyahi, Baktoris, Lefishalo Shana Adamba. They couldn't have the same person make the Torah in the morning and the afternoon, because what's it called, that the halacha of Lo Shana Ba. Hol mishmaros mischadshos, u mishmar sha'ovid shachris, eino ovid bin harbay. Okay, but the rest of the week, they did the same thing, and it could be that when it came to Ketores also, Lo Shana Ba just means that no one ever had a chance eligible to do it again a different day. But the same day, Taka, person got, the one who got Ketores did it twice. In the same day. But nobody ever did it a second time, a different day. That could be. The way we had the Havamim in the beginning, that every day they made a pious for Shachris and Bein Harbayim separate, there was a lot more than four paisos. Where it says, no, Maisi Kula Mitzafra also, Dezochi Be Shachris, Dezochi Be Arvis, Zochi. No. They made a separate pious for Shachris and Bein Harbayim, but they did it all at the time that they made the pious in the morning. So there weren't more than four paisas, except just like we had before. They weren't mafayas, they were mafayas on each malacha. That's not called an extra pious. There are four times that they made paisas. So during the four times they made paisas, during those times they made a pious l'shachris and a pious l'bein arbayim in each of those four times. So it's still considered only four paisas. More than four paisas. Kula mitzafra, v'shon mafayisim mi yizkel shal shachris um lemish shal shen ben arbayim. Four times they made a pious for the avoda shachris, and each time also for the avoda ben arbayim. And that's considered each one pious. Okay. Haravi chadoshim im yishonim. The fourth one was new people and old people. In other words, now everybody went back into the to be eligible. Masnis and below Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. The Mishnah does not go like Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. Tisnan, Rav Elezer ben Yaakov Omer, Hamala Ivorim Lekevesh, who Mala Osam Lemizbeach. The same person who was Mala the Ivorim Lekevesh, he later on took them from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. So you didn't need a new pious for that. So this Mishnah doesn't go according to Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. He held there was no pious mi mala evorim minakevesh lamizbea, right? Because the same person who brought them to the kevesh brought them to the mizbea. What? No. So he has. We'll see. One second. My commitment, okay? Mar sover barovam hadris melech, right? Better to have more kohanim, right? The more kohanim, the better. Mar sover makom shchina lavorachara. The other one else, no. The Makom Shechina, it's not good to switch people. The guy who started, finished. Don't stop in the middle of the thing. It's Rashi. Hu mal v'gabi mizbeach. Oso ish zochabo l'holicho l'kevesh. The one who had the schos of bringing that aver to the kevesh, chozer maleo l'achris man l'mizbeach. He brings it after that to the mizbeach. So you didn't need a pious for mi male vore mi kevesh l'mizbeach. When they first brought the Evarim, they didn't bring them to Mizbeach, they brought them onto the Kevesh, by what's it called, by half, more than half of the Kevesh. And then when they brought them, they didn't have to bring them the whole length of the Kevesh, they brought them only the second half of the Kevesh. The Holich for all of the Kevesh, and then the Kohen would go up the Kevesh, and pick up the Evarim that were left on halfway towards the Mizbeah. V'hachi tam esech eshkolim. Evari tamid nitanen mechasi kevesh lamata b'mizrach. Lavo rechara l'mischazei commanded triach l'milsa. If you change Kohanim, it looks like the first guy couldn't finish the job, it was too difficult. So let the same person finish the job. Even though you're going to have less Kohanim involved, and Barovam hadris melech, better, it shouldn't look like it's a bother. That's a machlokas. Better to have more kohanim, better it shouldn't look like a bother. Omar Rava, lo Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov isleid Rebbe Yehuda, the lo Rebbe Yehuda isleid Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov. Dim kein botzlu paisas. Right? Now, we had before that Rebbe Yehuda holds that there was no pious for the machta. And then he had the Ketores, the one who was Zochan, the Ketores, he, what's it called, told the guy next to him, you bring the Machta. Okay? That was what's it called, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then there was a separate pious for the Machta. So that's the four. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would hold that there was four pious, but the fourth one wasn't Chadoshim im Yishonim Mimale Ivarim Lekevesh, but who was Zochan the Machta. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda held that there was a separate pious for the Machta, but there was no separate pious for the Machta, but there was a pious Mimala Evarim Min HaKevesh Lamizbeach. Right? So you can't hold like both of them. If you hold what's it called, that like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there was no pious who brings the Evarim, and there's no pious for the Machta. There's only what's it called, the two pious, three pious. So what's it called? You can't hold like both of them. Either you hold the fourth pious was the machta, or the fourth pious, like our Mishnah said. Okay. The imashkachas tana, the tani chamesh, and if you find a tana who says that there were five pious, right, so then, hahu, the lokra b'lezer ben Yaakov, the lokra b'Yehuda. It would have to be somebody who doesn't hold the lokra b'lezer ben Yaakov, or hold the lokra b'Yehuda. Meaning that there was a pious for the machta, not like Rabbi Yehuda, and there was a pious for Mimala Evorin Lakevish, because it wasn't the same Kohen, like, not like Rabbi Lozab and Yaakov, the Melech, there was five pious. So if there is such a Tan who holds five, it's because he doesn't hold like either of them. But either of them doesn't hold like the other one, so each of them hold there was only four pious. Rashi. Lo Rabbi Lozab and Yaakov Isla Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar Lohoya Pais Lamachta. The notion Rabbi Lozab and Yaakov Pais Lamachta, Tachas Pais Menakevish Lozbea. Rabbi Lozab and Yaakov says there's four, and he would include the Pais for the Machta in place of the Pais of whose Mala they bore in from the Kevish to the Mizbea. The Lok Rabbi Lozab and Yaakov, the Lok Rabbi Yehuda, the Choshiv Pais Lamachta, right, if you hold that there was a Pais to the Machta, right, not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Lok Rabbi Yehuda, who pious the Min HaKevish from his Beyach, the Lok Rabbi Lozab and Yaakov. If somebody would hold like neither of them, then they would have to hold that there were five pious. So if you ever find a Tan who holds there five pious, you know he's somebody who doesn't hold like either of them. But either of them doesn't hold like the other one. And according to that, the fact there were four pious can go according to either Rabbi Lozab and Yaakov or Rabbi Yehuda, and each one doesn't hold what the other one holds.